Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists come back after the discard? Like, why do narcissists come back into your life or try to remain in your life after they discard you? I mean, they could start, you know, after they get rid of you, after they break up with you, why won't they just leave you alone, right? They don't want you anymore, correct? They might have moved on to someone else. They might be married to someone else. They might be friends. They might be have literally started a whole new life with someone else. But they keep, you know, they keep coming back to you, right? Why do they do that? Why do they do that? So before I hop into this, y'all, let me let y'all know the Self-Love Journal is getting released this week. There it is right here. I Love Me Self-Love Journal. It's going to be available on Amazon. Y'all see it right there? It's going to look like how fire that design is, y'all. Like an old notebook, don't it? but seriously, why do narcissists, you know, come back after the discard, even though they might have someone else? Because they're not done with you yet. That's one of the reasons. Like, once they feel like they have had a part of your body, y'all been intimate, whatever. It doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It could be your mom or your dad or your friends, like whoever. Why did they come back to the discard? Because they feel like you belong to them. They claim ownership over you. So it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It can actually be your parents coming back after they discard you, they get rid of you, they cut you off, your friends after they cut you off, whoever. They feel like they have claimed ownership over your existence. It is as simple as that. This is some of them now. This is not all narcissists. I don't speak all narcissists. Go cry somewhere else if you think that. But some of them absolutely think that you belong to them, and they will treat you as such. They will treat you like you belong to them. You know what I mean? They absolutely will. They'll treat you like you belong to them. They'll treat you like, you know, even though they moved on to someone else. Like, this is the intimate relationship part of it. They could have literally moved on to someone else, be married, have a whole happy family. But guess what? They discarded you, and now they keep coming back into your life. They keep texting you, checking on you. They keep sending you an email. Hey, I just want to make sure that you're okay. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while. Especially if y'all don't have kids together and they're still contacting you, it's just because they want you. Even if y'all have kids together and they're still contacting you, it's just because they want you. You see what I'm saying? They want you in some way, shape, or capacity to remain in their life. And sometimes they'll make it hard for you to move on. Again, y'all, even if they have someone else, they might make it hard for you, yourself, to move on. This is the way it goes sometimes when you're dealing with narcissistic people. They are going to make it hard for you to move on sometimes. This is just the crux of it. I know it's not fair. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just telling you that's the crux of it right there. A lot of the people think that, you know, that's how the mind works with them. They truly do believe that dealing with you, though, you dealing with them is the issue right there. Or if you're not happy, you should just leave me alone. Rabble, 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 rah, 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 blue, 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 blah, blah, blah. You don't have to talk to me. If I just say it, like, if the narcissistic person thinks the door is still open on some type of relationship, because they will look, sometimes they'll move on. And they'll demote you. They'll just demote you in their life. Like, you know how you get you, how they strip you, how they can strip you of your rank in the army and demote you back down to something, demote you back down a class. They do that in relationships too. It's like little narcissistic, you know, the narcissistic Marine or narcissistic Army or whatever, narcissistic Air Force. But they'll just demote you in their life. You go from I don't even know the ranks, but you go back down to some high rank down the private first class. Private second class supply. You know what I mean? They just want to keep you on as friends with benefits or just friends in general. Hey, can we just remain friends? I don't like ending things on a bad note. But
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, do you think it's possible for us to remain friends, even though I cheated on you and left you for your best friend? I would love to keep you in my life. Or, hey, guess what? I know I slept with your best friend behind your back. How about you get her back? How about you sleep with me behind her back? It'll be sweet revenge. Sweet.
You know, they'll do things like that. They'll try to convince you to seek vengeance. They'll try to convince you to seek vengeance on the person that they cheated on you with by sleeping with them. Does it work? Yeah, it works. It happens all the time. I get people in my inbox all the time. Just like, I'm so sad I let them talk me into doing this. I've been demoted. Like, they left me for somebody else, and I still have the kids, and I keep sleeping with them, and they won't let me move on. Why would they let, like, y'all, they claim ownership over you. Just because they found somebody else doesn't mean that they're done with you. Why do narcissists come back after the discard? Because they feel like the door is still open. They think the door is still, if you're still communicating with them, even if y'all have kids, they think the door is still open for some type of return. And sometimes they keep coming back after the discard because they need a backup plan. It's easier to go backwards sometimes than it is to go forward. I was talking to a guy the other day. I told him that. I was like, "It's like that man, she went back to her ex." I was like, because sometimes it's easier to go backwards than it is to go forward. If enough time has passed by, you might think I changed. You mean, I haven't changed. I know I haven't changed. But if enough time goes by, you might think that I've changed because I haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't dealt with you in a while. You might think I've changed. It's been a whole year. People change all the time. But give them time, they'll change. So a whole year later or something like that, I can come back to you if I discard this other person. You know, we can pick up where we left off. Nothing has changed. Nothing has to change. We can just pick up where we left off and go back to clapping cheeks and doing whatever. You know what I mean? But y'all know what am I saying? What you allow is what will continue in a lot of this relationship dynamics. So the more that you allow it, the more that they will continue to do it. And I know people are going to say, just like, well, Lee, how do we get it to stop? Y'all, you have to shut the door. You have to shut. When I say shut the door, I mean like the relationship door. They think the door is cracked. They'll peek through it and they'll try to mess with you. They'll try to peek through that door, try to mess with you, try to come back into your life, wreck shop, ruin your life, and then dip back out. They always say, when you shut that door, when the door is shut, especially, yeah, if you discard them, it's more, just for me, if you had to ask me, I think it's more likely if you discard them for them to try to come back and hoover you back in your life or whatever. But they still will, they still do it if they get rid of you. If they break up with you, they'll still try to remain in your life some way, shape, or form. They'll be your friend. They'll come back, try to sleep with you. They'll try to be buddy-buddy with you. They'll try to make you the side person. Don't let them out. Don't let them do that. Like, goodness gracious. I see so many people do that. Like, he left me for somebody else, and now he's sleeping with me. And then I found out he has another girl on the side, so it's three of us now. We all know about each other. We're fighting for. I'm like, what does dude do for a living? Nothing. He doesn't do anything. He's just a loner. I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Lordy. You mean Lordy? But again, that's how it works though when you're dealing with narcissistic people like that. This is the baseline of it. It's kind of like what you see is what you get. And so many people are going to get into their head and mess with you, y'all. So you have to empower yourself. Shut that door. When I say shut the door, you got to keep the door shut. Don't just look. You got to slam it. Slam the door shut. Slam the door. Slam it tight. Boom. Boom. Slam the door tight and keep it moving. Because if you don't, y'all, I'm just telling you, this is going to keep going on for as long as you allow it to. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. Like I said, the Self-Love Journal is here. It'll be available on Amazon. The Self-Love brand is already here. I got it on. The I'm Free. I Love Me. I'm Free. Stages of Your Healing Self-Love Journey, y'all. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Thank you, thank you, y'all. Again, mental illness is out. Peace.